Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can text me in a minute at that same phone number as soon as we get our text set up to go, which will be only about a minute. 312-981-7200. You can ask me questions about your dog, a friend's dog, your cat or cats, behavior-related questions. But I do want to talk about the dog flu, the canine influenza virus. And incidentally, I'll be talking about this in March at a veterinary conference, and next week, this coming week, a week from today, on the radio, we will have a veterinarian on talking more about the dog flu also. And the reason why that is important is it's back. It never really left, but it would figure this would happen. The virologists, the experts were saying they were predicting this, and it what they predicted exactly is happening. And it's reappeared, interestingly enough, yes, sporadically all through Chicago, but particularly in the northwest suburbs. So here's the deal. In my opinion, if your dog is social, if you board your dog, if you take your dog to grooming, if you take your dog to doggy daycare, if you take your dog to dog parks, and even if your dog is social simply with other dogs on the street, absolutely speak with your veterinarian about the new vaccine. Now, let me explain what this is. So there was a dog flu that's been around for a while, and that's called, I'm going to get real fancy here, H3N8. That's how flus are described by scientists with these numbers and letters. Here's why that's important to know. When last year there was this huge outbreak, in fact, our county veterinarian called it an epidemic. And we reported it first right here on WGN. When that first happened, when thousands of dogs probably in 2015 became ill, at least eight dogs were identified as to have succumbed. They died as a result of the flu. Probably more than that. These are dogs that were necropsied, which is an autopsy for animals. So if pet owners said, no, I don't want to pay the extra money for a necropsy, well, we don't know for sure that they died of the flu. And not every, unlike human health, in animal health, not everything is reported. There's no CDC for animals. So likely far more than eight dogs died. But whatever that number is, it's too many dogs that became sick and too many that died of the flu. Even though most get sick and get better, they don't die. But, and it's like the human flu, however, if you're one of the owners of those eight or more dogs, it doesn't matter what I say, right? I mean, can't make you feel better at this point. And one thing that isn't talked about, not only do the dogs feel horrible as a result of the flu, you do too, because you're up all night listening to a coughing dog, and your entire family is too. And it's no fun. And some of these dogs, in fact, need to be hospitalized, and that costs a lot of money. How can you avoid all that? Well, you can have your dog that is a social dog be antisocial, or you can talk to your veterinarian about the vaccine. So I was talking about H3N8. That's the flu that had been around a while. The flu that, it turns out, was responsible for the epidemic, not only in the Chicago area last year, but has now been, I think, 24 states, 26 states, somewhere in there. Throughout much of the country is a different flu. It's H3N2. And that flu somehow came over to Chicago, where it began, best we can tell, somehow from Southeast Asia. Yeah, that's right. Nobody knows exactly how it got here for sure, but it sure did get here. And the only way to protect your dog, aside from your dog being in the house all the time, and even then that's not 100% protection, because if you pet a dog that is carrying the flu, and not all dogs that carry the flu show symptoms, then, in theory, you can bring the flu back home to your dog, actually. So the only true way to protect your dog is to vaccinate. Ask your veterinarian about the vaccination for H3N2, which is the newer strain of dog flu. Our telephone number and text number, one and the same, 312-981-7200. Steve, I wish you were on more hours. Steve, tell me more about the dog flu. I think I just did that. But feel free to keep those texts coming in. Here's a story that was in the news that I wrote about on my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. Can you imagine someone pouring boiling water on a cat and then putting it on their Facebook page? And that's exactly what happened. It turned out to be it happened apparently, what was it, North or South? South Carolina. But it turned out to be a Chicagoan who did this. And Cook County State's attorney, Assistant State's Attorney Aaron Antonetti, said that Leon Teague was responsible for it. Authorities came to Teague's apartment just a couple of days ago and saw the scalded black and white cat in the backyard of the building. They couldn't at that time catch the cat, but I'm told that the cat was eventually caught and treated. Teague, who is 18, is also charged with a misdemeanor of animal cruelty. I'm unsure. There are different reports whether he was also charged with a felony. Perhaps because of his age, he couldn't be yet charged with a felony. But it seems as though, from where I stand, he should be. The judge ordered him held in on $10,000 bail. He's a senior at Dunbar Vocational High School here. And he has a list of other offenses. And that's the thing. That's the thing. So not only is this clearly more than inhumane to cats, not only is it bizarre that he would show it off, this video of him scalding a cat, I mean, pouring boiling water on the cat on Facebook, but also it is clear that, and we know this, that people are who are responsible for animal crimes are typically going to be responsible for similar serious crimes to people. And we can prevent those crimes from happening by enforcing the laws we have in the books regarding animal crimes. I'll take some more of your text, our phone number again, and text number, 312-981-7200. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. Our text number is the same. What happened here? Whoa, I want to go in order here of these texts I have. My daughter adopted a shelter dog. We think he spent the first 8 years in a puppy mill as a breeder dog. He's a miniature schnauzer poodle about a month before what? I don't know what the question is. Doesn't reward him when he properly goes outside. I think he's mixed up because his internal clock, sometimes he'll wake up at 2 a.m. and go to the bathroom. Oh gosh. First of all, I don't know enough here. Is this all part of the same? Yes. My daughter adopted him and found his eyes removed because they were so infected. The problem is he's not house trained. He's not interested in treats. So, do you have any thoughts? Okay. Hooray for you for rescuing this dog. And that's the thing with puppy mill dogs. They're in these tiny little cages. Right. And even if they're sold later at pet stores, they're in these tiny little cages. So you get a dog who's often been trained to go inside the house or indoors. And what's more, inside a crate, if you try to crate train the dog gets up at 2 a.m. too, you know. So I would certainly talk to your veterinarian because there may be medical implications involved. Sometimes dogs are in pain. What you can try to do is take it to one end or the other end. So what I mean by that is try to say, okay, the dog gets up at 2 a.m, let's make it 1:30 a.m. or 1:45 a.m, be proactive and take the dog out on a leash if you think the dog has to go. And if it's not treats, then reward the dog with your praise and be so excited about it, right? And then 10:30, and then where was I here? 1:30, then 1:15 a.m, then 1 a.m. You get the idea, then 12:30, then 12 o'clock, and eventually you'll get the dog hopefully on a cycle. Another idea is to tire out dogs, but I don't know if that'll work with this dog. to tire out the dog so the dog sleeps through the night or is more likely to sleep through the night, but it isn't, quote, normal for a dog not to sleep through the night. I hope that answer is sufficient. I almost don't know enough to do a better job at giving you a better answer. That's why calling can be better, and we have a lot of people on the phone now. One more text here. Been grieving a loved one. My two cats are more affectionate than usual. Is that common? Yes, it is. Cats and dogs do feel our emotions, and they have their own emotions, too. So if we're sad, it isn't unusual for a cat or dog to either, we don't know, depends on the animal, perhaps want to help us feel better, or maybe that emotion is kind of spilling over to them. We just don't know. Laura, we know you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question. My daughter just recently adopted a kitten 2 days ago. She has a male cat about 1 year old who's very friendly, playful, and actually the vet suggested this because they thought he would like a playmate.
Uh-huh.
And this, however, is not going very well. There's lots of hissing.
So when you introduce, so let me jump in there only because, as always, I'm tight on time here, and I apologize for that. So the cat, the cat that you have, by the way, I just got a text that they're listening to you and me in Costa Rica. I think that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got this cat. It's a kitten that you brought in, and do you have
6 months?
So okay, 6 month old kitten, really, and you have an adult cat now, right?
About a year old.
Okay, so I generally do agree with your veterinarian, by the way. So it's the way in which they're introduced. What you need to do is put the cat, the new cat, the kitten, in a sanctuary room, room.
She did that.
For how long?
Not long enough.
Right, and then you don't. So let me.
Just hours.
Okay, hours isn't going to do it. It has to be weeks, and I do mean weeks. Yes. So here's what I want you to do: go backwards, put the cat in the sanctuary room for days and days at a time, whatever that amount of time is. You know, let's say 5 days. After 5 days, begin to take some items. Do a foreign exchange program. Take some items that belong to that kitten, especially the bedding of the kitten, but toys too, and put them out where the other cat is. And do the reverse. Take some things that belong to the cat that's okay. been there and put them in the room where the kitten is. Put the bedding. Let me go. Put the bedding of where that kitten, the kitten's bedding, that the kitten, it really smells like the kitten, near the food dish that belongs to the other cat. So that cat associates something really good with food, the smell of that cat. Also use feel away. Use the room diffuser feel away. Plug it into rooms outside and certainly plug it into the room the kitten is in as well. All right?
Okay.
And then when
you do
introduce them, don't just put them together. Distract them with something so they don't get the opportunity. If they hiss a little bit, that's fine. But they don't get the opportunity to really go at it. So don't just put them together. And if you and I are living together and we're kind of separated in different parts of the house, and then someone said, now you're together, would we more likely get along if every time you saw me, someone gave you $100? So I want you to give when the kitten and the cat are introduced, which is weeks and weeks from now, I want you to give them a little bit, take out the heavy artillery. Give them a little bit of tuna. Give them a little bit of sardines or salmon. Okay?
So it's a positive experience.
Exactly. And whenever the other cat thinks of the other cat, this heavy artillery only comes out when the other cat is around. Then they go back to their places. And they're together at first for only seconds. Then more seconds, then seconds, but not even a minute, for days at a time. And eventually, they're together for a couple of minutes. And eventually, they're together. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Give it a try and let me know what happens.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay. Just a couple minutes before 7 on WGN. Rick Pearson here to talk politics after 7 o'clock. I feel terrible. All these phone calls, all these texts I can't get to. The dog in the apartment above me bangs his chew toy on the floor at all hours, so I'm sleepless for 90 days. The owner laughs at my face. Will the dog listen if I talk to the dog? One of the many texts. I don't think so.